Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Let's just define what a real prodigal is. And I don't remember if you and I talked about this last time, but I remember talking to a youth leader that worked in a ministry for at-risk youth. I mean, seriously, at-risk youth. And she said, you wouldn't believe how many Christian parents send their kids through our program because they smoked pot once or snuck out once. And she said, this is for serious at-risk youth. And those kids will show up in the program so shell-shocked, wondering, what am I doing here? But suddenly they've been labeled. And she said, it actually has done more harm than good. If they would have not overreacted, they could have walked their child through what's normal development and curiosity and bad choices. I'd love for you to speak to that.
Well, you know, sometimes when we have children and they do make a bad choice, our first thought is we immediately default from, oh my gosh, they're going to end up in prison someday and it's going to be horrible. And so we do overreact. We respond to that by trying to say, oh, you can't do that and we're going to send you through a program. And you know, one of the things we have to remember as parents is our kids are going to make bad choices. They're not perfect. They're sinners. Guess what? As parents, we're going to make bad choices. And I think one of the things when I look at the life of Jesus, when Simon Peter denied he even knew Christ, and at that moment, not once but three times, Peter made a bad decision. But you know, Jesus still looked at him, and Jesus still loved him, and God did a wonderful work in Peter's life, and Peter went on to become one of the great leaders of the early church. And I think we need to remember that as parents, that when our kids make bad choices, it doesn't mean it's the end of the story. It may be that God is trying to work in their life, and if we keep praying for them, ultimately someday the very person that we felt, the very decision they made that we felt was going to destroy their life. Now, we should be concerned, but we don't have to overreact, especially when our kids are repentant about what they've done.
So good. You also caution parents to choose their counselors wisely. Who gets to speak into their lives during such time? Say more.
Well, sometimes when we're hurting, we find ourselves going to other people who are parents who have hurting children. And when we do, if we're not careful, or, you know, they can kind of say, well, you think you got problems, and then we all kind of feed on each other's emotion. Now, we can find encouragement with those people, but maybe a little caution about if they're making us feel worse after we talk to them, maybe we don't need to talk with them. I also caution people about going to people who, what I sometimes call, and I don't mean this disrespectful, who are super spiritual people, who tell us, oh, it is your fault, your kids should be perfect. And sometimes those people maybe don't have children. Maybe they have children and their kids have hid a lot of stuff from them. I know cases where that's happened. So I really think we need to make sure that we're going to people who, first of all, is giving us biblical advice, someone who is encouraging us in our walk, and someone who can keep our emotions in check. All of those things are important when we're choosing our counselors.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.